USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus makes up 93% of infections in the United States. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC, which looked at the last 2 weeks of July. Yesterday, there were 106,557 new cases of COVID-19 reported, and 616 people died from the virus. This, as many leaders around the United States are considering mask mandates and encouraging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying,
if you want to wear a mask, in my opinion, you should. If you don't, you shouldn't. The mask issue is not nearly as important as trying to get people to seriously think about taking the vaccine.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump are attempting to block the release of Trump's tax records to a U.S. House committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senators are looking at growing threats from China.
No other country represents more of a threat to the United States, its economic security, and democratic ideals than China.
Virginia Democrat Mark Warner saying China poses a threat to U.S. counterintelligence. He cited malign cyber activities and economic espionage. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the long arm of China is already here.
China is stealing between $300 and $600 billion dollars a year of American technology and intellectual property.
The New York Auto Show, scheduled for later this month, was canceled because of the COVID-19 Delta variant and the increased measures put in place by local officials to stop the spread. That's according to the organizers of the event. In financial news, a down day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 323 points to close at 34,792. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The White House is again pushing for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters Cuomo should do the right thing and resign. She made the comment when pressed about whether Cuomo should be impeached by state lawmakers if he refuses to resign. Regarding impeachment, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America how the impeachment process works in the state of New York.
It still starts in the Judiciary Committee, same way federal. Still have a vote in the Assembly, equivalent to the Congress, which would be a majority vote, to decide whether to go to trial. But the big difference is, if there's a majority vote in the Assembly to impeach, he immediately is sidelined, and the lieutenant governor then takes over temporarily. Then you have that Senate trial where you need the two-thirds. But in New York, you also have the highest court judges who are serving as the judges in addition to the state senators. If there is a conviction, he's out. If he is not convicted by two-thirds, he would be reinstated. But you have to believe that if there's enough political pressure, he's going to know where the winds are going on this.
Spirit Airlines is apologizing as disruptions are causing a fourth day of flight cancellations and delays. Aviation tracking website FlightAware reports more than 50% of the airline's schedule has already been canceled by midday. Spirit says the contributing factors are weather challenges, system outages, and staffing shortages. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.